Good morning and welcome to Inside Redeemer with Jerry Wilbanks. This is Sunday, December 20th, 2015. Today's service is being broadcast from inside the Redeemer Lutheran Church, located at 5700 Lawndale Street in Houston, Texas. The Reverend Grant Housewright will deliver today's gospel, and Lector Walter Johnson will read today's lessons. Our Sunday worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. Today, Redeemer will be presenting the 2015 Christmas cantata, titled, Before the Paling of the Stars. The cantata is directed by Redeemer Choir Director Nancy Housewright and featuring violinist Pavel Baez and the following members of the Redeemer Choir: Edna Cole, Maggie Friedman, Ruby Holm, Pastor Grant Housewright, Walter Johnson, Kathy Mejia, Teresa Navidad, Helen Sines, Rosemary Saraz, Ann Waters, and Sandy Wisey. The narrators for today's cantata is Helen Sines, Patty Wilbanks, and Robin Work. The nativity players are Ben Duran, Seth Duran, and Danielle Work. Gentle guiders of the children are Dana McCain, Irene Duran. Angels and shepherds are Redeemer Sunday School children. The ushers are Maggie Sines and Trini Salvador.
Good morning. A blessed Christmas to all of you. I'm so glad you're here. A wonderful day. We've just walked in the door to a wonderful day. Wait till you see this, and wait till you experience this. This is beautiful. In addition to welcoming all of you, I want to remind you that our Christmas Eve service of Candlelight and Holy Communion, of course, Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and also let you know that Rose Bishop is in the hospital at Memorial Southwest, and she is in room 644. We do not have a line to her room yet. I'm sure we'll have that soon, a phone line to her room. And we can get an address for you. We can take care of that. But obviously, that is easy to find. She was found very dehydrated, and she now has an IV for antibiotics and for cellulitis in her leg. And that's the information that we have. And I'm sure that you will receive more information updated as time goes by. So we remember, obviously, Rose in our prayers. Let's begin our time this morning, for a few moments of silence, thinking about our God in our own way. Would the congregation please stand for the lighting of the fourth and final Advent candle? Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for this wheel of time that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. As we light the candles on this wreath, open our eyes to see your presence in the lowly ones of this earth. Enlighten us with your grace that we may sing of your advent among us in the Word made flesh. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Fantastic. Beautiful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verses 1 and 5.
Thank you.
is to come, grace and peace be with you all. One and four. Thank Mr. Johnson for reading our lessons.
Good morning, friends in Christ. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord. On the bottom of page 3, please join me. We have a psalmody from the New Testament today rather than a psalm from the Old Testament. It's from Luke chapter 1. Then Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord. My heart rejoices in God my Savior." From now on, all people will say that I am blessed. God will show his mercy forever and ever. He has done mighty deeds by his power. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has helped his servant, the people of Israel, as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his children forever. Our second reading this morning is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for and for all. Here ends our lesson. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to the book of Luke in the first chapter. In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this thing happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has fulfilled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. At this time, we will gratefully receive your offering. Is here and is coming soon. Let us join in prayer for the church, the earth, and those who are in need, and all that receive what God promises to give. O God, our wisdom, give to all the baptized knowledge of your truth and the power of your presence, Inspire worship leaders and church musicians toward ever deepening praise. Hear us, O God. O God, Lord of might, hold the cosmos in your care. Give the earth both darkness and light, cold and warmth. Protect the mountains from exploitation. Hear us, O God. O God, King of nations, bring peace and justice to all countries of the world. Guide all leaders toward honest and merciful rule. Raise up those who are poor. We pray especially for refugees of war. Hear us, O God. O God, Key of David, look from your throne upon all in need. Mend the broken and the brokenhearted. Free those imprisoned by anxiety or illness. Hear our silent and verbal prayers. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O God, Tree of Jesse, nurture our community. Give us joy in one another and make us servants of all in need. Bless our holy day celebrations with your Spirit. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O God, Day Spring, we remember all who have died and now live in your light. So gather us to yourself and teach us to sing together Mary's song of praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers, merciful God, and make us ready to receive you when you come through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let's join hands as we pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated.
Christmas story this morning using both scripture and song. We take the scripture from the gospel written by Luke, a compassionate physician with an eye for detail. He wrote his book, which originally was a letter to his friend Theophilus, chronologically recalling his most interesting friend, his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Luke begins with the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth in the first chapter, but we will begin our retelling with the 29th verse. This is where Mary is visited by the angel Gabriel with very exciting news.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very startled by what the angel said and wondered what this greeting might mean. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has shown you his grace. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end."
My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn?
Things in me. your spirit will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you yearn, he will show your might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the days you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise that holds us bound, till the spear unwrought can be crushed by God, who is turning this world around.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and this world is about to turn.
We continue with Luke's telling of the birth of Jesus. He tells us in the beginning of the second chapter of a time when all people were required to pay taxes, having to travel back to the hometowns of their families. Luke tells us about a man named Joseph, the betrothed of Mary, having to make this trip with his very pregnant young Mary.
So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was now pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have the baby, and she gave birth to her first son. Because there were no rooms left in the inn, she wrapped the baby with pieces of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough.
Who is this child that cries in the darkness? Who is this child that kings now seek? With feeble steps draw near to the cradle on a night cold and bleak. Who is this child on straw now reposing? Who is this child that shepherds have found? High from the heavens, sweet, lovely music, songs of the angels abound.
Who is feeble
tells us that the heavens opened up when the baby Jesus was born. Choirs of angels announced the miracle, and Luke records the story of the shepherds who witnessed it.
That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby, watching their sheep. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all the people. Today, your Savior was born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel, praising God and saying, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace among the people who please God." When the angels left them and went back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we, Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we all, Noel. Angels called to shepherds, leave your flocks at rest. Journey forth to Bethlehem, find the child so blessed. Sing we, Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we all, Noel.
Did as the angels had told them. and found everything to be as they proclaimed. The shepherds bowed down and worshiped the baby Jesus.
So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a feeding trough. When they had seen him, they told what the angel had said about this child. Everyone was amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praises singing, alleluias ringing. Alleluia, 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 amen.
The shepherds told them about the angels and about how they were led to the manger, and she was very pleased. The shepherds praised God for this miracle they were blessed to have witnessed. There was no doubt in their minds that the King of Kings was born.
But Mary treasured these things and continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It had been just as the angel had told them.
King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. His name is Jesus.
Christ's birth has been passed down for over 2,000 years. In today's world of consumerism, Christmas has become a time for overdoing, on gift-giving, on spending, on eating. The true meaning of Christmas can be passed over, pushed aside, and not given much thought. We, as followers of Christ, need to take the shepherd's example of following the orders that the heavenly angels had spoken. The shepherds didn't enjoy the angels' songs in the glorious sky, then sit back down and push aside what they had witnessed. Under the stars that night, they journeyed into Bethlehem to see for themselves the miracle that had taken place. After they had seen the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph, they continued with their lives, but as changed people. They witnessed what they had seen, experienced to everyone they could. We are like the shepherds. We are changed people too. We believe that God sent his only Son to counsel us, to lead us, and to defend us. A Savior born in humble surroundings. A Savior who walked among the people. A Savior who suffered and died for each one of us. This is who we believe in. This is the one we kneel before and worship. The Christ child, the baby Jesus. Let us never stop seeking him under our own starry skies.
Priest and king lay fast asleep in Jerusalem. Young and old lay fast asleep in crowded Bethlehem. Saint and angel, ox and ass, kept a watch together before the Christmas daybreak in the winter weather. Jesus on his mother's breast in the stable cold. Spotless Lamb of God was he, Shepherd of the fold. Let us kneel with Mary maid, with Joseph bent adoring, with saint and angel, ox and ass, to hail the King of Glory.
Hail the King of Glory.
I want to learn how to sing like the little kids. I want to learn to play the violin. But I want also, and more importantly, to recognize that what happened here today, and every time we come together, that we are all vehicles used to point to a greater reality, and that is the reality of God who sent us Jesus Christ. I want to learn how to put a cantata together that has been put together today. And I want to congratulate our choir. And I want to thank all of you for coming at this very moment. Please stand for the benediction. May God direct your ways in peace, make you abound in love for one another and for all, and strengthen your hearts until the coming of our Lord Jesus. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Go in peace. Christ is with you.